Welcome to Reinventing Professionals, a podcast hosted by industry analyst Ari Kaplan, which shares ideas, guidance, and perspectives from market leaders shaping the next generation of legal and professional services.
This is Ari Kaplan, and I'm speaking today with Mike Russell, the head of global legal operations for Expedia Group, Julie Roche, the director of legal operations for Bath & Body Works, and Maury Kabiri, author of Legal Operations KPIs and founder of Infiniglobe, a legal operations consulting firm. Mike, Julie, Maury, great to see you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
It's my privilege. I'm looking forward to this conversation. So Maury, tell us about your background and what inspired you to write Legal Operations KPIs.
It was on a Friday a few years back, right before the pandemic, a friend of mine who used to be an attorney, he called me and says, Maury, the GC just came to me and says, hey, I need these few slides. I'm meeting with the CEO on Monday. I have the data. I don't know what to do. So can you help me out? And we spent during the weekend just sifting through my notes, finding some charts and examples and putting them together. And I think he delivered it on that Sunday evening. And I think it went well because it still hit that job. But that event became like a light bulb for me that, hey, even though we have done this so many times, but at the moment that is needed, we need some examples. We need to know. And even though you have all the data, just even like deciding what type of charts to pick, is it a bar chart or a pie chart or how to show the data is a challenge. And me being in industry from the dot-com era and then seeing the transition from paper to digital, and then later on the coming in legal operation and using technology and AI, still I saw the gap between, especially for the new people coming into the legal operations, just having the data is not enough. You need to be able to tell the stories and all that. So that was the idea of it. And then later on, I put my notes together and run it by Mike and Julie. And I said, hey, what do you think about this? What if we create this book that has not only a list of, but also give them a step-by-step how to implement them, how to calculate them, and even how to just show or tell a story by showing some sample charts. And that was the starting point, and it's been a couple of years until now that we could finish this project.
Julie, tell us about your background and how you've seen metrics and KPI usage evolve over the last few years.
So I started my career in IT, actually. I worked at a public utility for over 20 years. So I was in IT for 10 years and got to have different roles in operations and field ops. And then was supporting legal right around 2008. Then I shifted up into the legal department, and probably Mike and I met right around this time, but it was before legal ops was legal ops, or it was called legal ops. And so then I was in legal ops at that organization for 12 years and then transferred over to Bath & Body Works in 2021. And so been doing the legal ops gig for a while, and I absolutely love it. So I would say the evolution of KPIs for legal, when I first started in the legal department, I think corporations just left legal alone. Like legal was this department that everybody felt like was untouchable, and that everything that legal did had to be done, and that legal wasn't expected really to manage to budgets, to be cost cutting, things like that. And so I think I've been part of that evolution of, hey, legal, you're very important, but you as well have to help save money for the company and you have to show your value. And so that has been the evolution that I've seen and that I've been a part of this book, I think, and then talking about KPIs and focusing on KPIs helps the department of today, which is held to a very high standard of efficiency, value, I think a lot of the focus of this is helping people show those things that are actually required of legal departments today.
Mike, tell us about your background and where the tipping point in terms of the need for KPIs took place.
originally started as an IT director for law firms, going on my third decade of this now, surprisingly. And what I saw there was the use of accounting, traditional accounting type data, but they really didn't measure things using KPIs the way we do today. And when I shifted into corporate legal a little over 20 years ago, then I started to really see the operational need for not just knowing how much are we spending, for example, but what are we going to do about it? It was that concept of actionable metrics, because for years, and in the early mid-2000s, I think a lot of companies saw the shift away from the monthly reports, the quarterly reports, and sending around PDFs and spreadsheets. And people started to say, how can we make this more current, actionable data? And so the concept of dashboards started to come along. Data visualization tools started to come along. So it really took that type of a tipping point, I think, for people to want to do something with the data rather than just be informed. And obviously, going into the financial crisis in 2008, 2009, all of a sudden people were trying to make real-time decisions about money, spending, budgets, et cetera. And then when you've got this incredible array of outside counsel and other vendor partners you're working with, there's just so many pieces of data, you have to have a tool to manage it.
Maury, what are some leading metrics that you featured in the book that legal operations teams should closely monitor?
Yeah, most often we just look at the past and look at what happened in last quarter or last year. Instead of looking at the legal department as a cost center, more like a business unit, we need to be more proactive. So things such as collaborating with other cross-functional departments and paying attention to the time to close a matter. So these are the KPIs basically that the legal department need to be more proactive on those and monitor them more regularly and more often than just looking at the past data. In the book, one thing that we wanted to be a little bit more advanced to distinguish between the difference between KRI, which is key result indicator, versus KPI, which is a performance indicators. In the KPI model, there is a specific department or team are responsible for running that, whereas in KRI is more a result of a group of multiple teams. Examples such as contract turnaround time. That's how legal department provides services to other department. So by monitoring that and what is the lead time, how long does it take to close this NDA or this contract, these are important KPIs that can be handled and monitored by the legal department using data.
Julie, how do legal departments and the business stakeholders they serve actually consume metrics and KPIs?
So I'm sure this varies right across companies and things, but I will say, so my experience with working with attorneys for a long time has been learning how to tell a story with maybe fewer words and more colors and pictures. And I'm not saying that to be insulting, right? But attorneys are very focused on what they're doing for their day-to-day job. And intuitively, it's not necessarily what they came to work to do, to sit and look at metrics or to look at reports or dashboards. So conveying information quickly to people in an impactful way is really important. So visually, and I was just thinking about this, simple things like a dashboard is one of those things, right? You identify for your department, or say your even the practice areas, what are the important things, some of the KPIs, right? What are those important things? And then figuring out how best to display that information, and things as simple as things that are global, an arrow pointing up for I think anybody in the world means the same thing, right? It indicates up. I think red and green are fairly global as well. So taking data out of a spreadsheet and putting it in something that is visual, even if it's just like a pie chart or something like that, completely changes the impactfulness of that information. So I will say that I think that is very important in any industry that you're in, or anybody that you're trying to convey information to, but putting it in that simplified format helps you get maybe more information conveyed quickly. And the other thing that I think is really important about that conveying the information is that a lot of times when you take data and you then put it into some sort of a digestible format, you're going to find stuff that you didn't know you were looking for that might be even more helpful than what you were looking for in the first place. So you're taking your data, you're putting it into a visual format, sitting there and reviewing it with somebody, and they're going to say, oh gosh, what's this? Why is this here? So you're going to find things that are maybe there's something wrong with your data. maybe there's groups not using the system the way they're supposed to. There's things are exposed that you never would have found otherwise. So going through these exercises and leveraging some of the templates and formats is really beneficial.
Mike, you mentioned experience with law firms. How do you see the way that law firms and corporate legal teams differ in their use of metrics and KPIs?
Yeah, it's interesting. Over the years, I think there's been a convergence as law firms became more interested in operational efficiency. Then it became a little less about tracking time and kind of those traditional types of things. And not that they've stopped tracking time by any means, but they became interested in how efficient they are, how people are managing work, how matters are staffed. And that's really what corporations were doing all along, is we were breaking down these electronic bills every way possible to slice and dice as to what level of person is performing what task, how long is it taking to create some sort of baseline so that when you had a similar matter come in the door, because in most cases, corporate legal departments are seeing the same types of things over and over, we want to be able to predict that this matter is high complex, low complexity, it's going to be expensive, it shouldn't be expensive, where in the world is it occurring, and so forth. So interestingly, now law firms are taking a lot of that same position and using the same types of data, which gets to cycle time. Amori mentioned the ability to get contracts through faster, whether it's managing litigation or discovery. It's the same type of thing where you want to know the starting point, the ending point, and really what should this cost and how long should it take. And I think law firms are much closer aligned now to the way their clients consume data and look at it often the same way.
Amori, beyond writing the book, what motivated you to establish LegalOpsKPIs.com, and how do you envision it impacting the legal operations community?
When we started writing the book and I started putting my notes and all that, I wanted to publish on Amazon and then look at the ebook. Creating the ebook with all different charts and all that is a very difficult task to do. So we thought that, why don't we just make it a website? And then Julie had this great idea, why didn't you add a QR code to each of these KPI people? They can scan them and see the digital version. So there's all these great ideas came in. So we started putting together the exact copy of the content that we have in the book is available on the site. But now we're talking about people they like to search, people they like to see which KPI is more applicable to them. Just keep in mind, we have over close to 100 metrics there, but some people in their department, they are in the earlier stage of data, some are more advanced. So we implemented readiness assessments. It's a questionnaire that people they can take and see where they are. So there's a lot of features that we added, but the other idea was that you see this metric and you want to share it with your IT and you wanted to tell somebody that, hey, can you guys do this? In the book, either you need to give them the book. So we wanted to create a community where you can add comments, questions, and the people that they have the same interests, they can join and they can collaborate and share ideas. Not all of these are clear cut. In each industry might be a little bit different. And working in our team, we're small, but as we're seeing the book is crossing the globe, and many people, they have just brilliant ideas they have. So we're hoping that this community can help to share and collaborate with people and that they have the same interest.
Julie, what are some best practices for those just beginning to integrate data analytics into their legal operations?
Before somebody starts trying to throw into a chart or represent information to somebody, you just want to know, you want to focus on, like, what are the goals of our department and the company, right? Why am I pulling together this information? And then how is it best to convey it? And I think that the why, I've worked on many different data representation projects, reporting projects over my career, and had lots of failures. And I think most of the failures were because we tried to hurry up and generate a report for somebody without understanding what was their true core need for the report and what were they going to do with it after we gave it to them. So don't assume like they're just going to take this information and read it. They might be doing something with it or they might be reporting to somebody else. So taking a lot of time to ask why does somebody need this? What are you going to do with it after it's done? Why is this important? And then that will lead you to the how you should provide, how you should convey the information, which leads back to some of the stuff that Maury was talking about, the assessment. Do an assessment of what you're trying to accomplish before you actually start down that road of pulling the information or establishing your KPIs.
Mike, how can legal teams and even technology vendors create systems that better automate the tracking and delivery of KPIs?
Yeah, I would agree absolutely with everything Julie just said. Know the story you're trying to tell and then figure out what data you need to support that. Knowing what and how you're going to measure something is really important before you try to configure, for example, an e-billing or a matter management system, because that's your one opportunity before go live is to figure out these are the important dates I want to track. These are numbers I want to track. Any particular piece of metadata, your opportunity to do that usually is when you're installing a system, upgrading a system, doing some kind of a migration or something like that. So it's really important to know what that is before you get in the middle of it and realize, oh, we should have tracked this other date all along, and then create some kind of a rework project. So that's number one. And then number two, and this is really incumbent on the vendors, I think, is to understand how people are using the data to make these actionable decisions. So they need the proper tracking mechanisms. They need ways, for example, of normalizing currency. There's so many different types of data or flavors of information coming into the legal app space. And if you can't normalize it, then you can't compare, because everybody wants to know, back to what I said before, about how should this work cost X in the UK versus France versus Italy. You've got all different currencies and tax issues leaning on those. And it's up to the technology vendors, I think, to understand how to normalize that data so that people are able to do something with it in a logical way.
This is Ari Kaplan speaking with Mike Russell, the head of global legal operations for Expedia Group, Julie Roche, the director of legal operations at Bath & Body Works, and Maury Kabiri, the author of Legal Operations KPIs and founder of Infiniglobe, a legal operations consulting firm. Mike, Julie, Maury, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Ari.
Thank you, Ari.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Reinventing Professionals podcast. Visit reinventingprofessionals.com or arikaplanadvisors.com to learn more.